people. So I'll give you the emotional response and then I'll give you the logical response so you can just have all of it and choose your flavor. So I feel like welcome to the days of Tasha's horse life, or welcome to day 78 of my operation data experiment. So one is very emotional, days of our lives, and one is very cold, calculating and logical, which is if you were doing an experiment, you were on Mars and you just had to report every day what you did on Mars. So either, whichever one works. This will only make sense for the people that have listened to the Zoom, so go listen to the Zoom first. But had my Zoom with Leisha this morning, went and rode a couple of hours later. And there was a mix up with the horses, so I rode Flo first, which normally I ride Jive first. And basically, the days of our lives story is I have decided I will walk, Piaf, Passage and canter. But never, ever, 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 ever will I ever want to trot a horse ever, because with the focus on rhythm, I have determined I am pretty much arrhythmical and out of rhythm all the time. And I need to be really careful with universal quantifiers all of the time. Okay, fine. I would realistically say, and at least you can tell me if I'm being overreacting or not, but I literally logically feel I am out of rhythm and arrhythmical in a ride 70 to 75% of the time. I can't go 10 meters without getting an arrhythmical step. So I resign. I'm not doing this. That's the emotional response. Okay, so clearly I'm not going to resign. Clearly I will do this. But now I know why I don't focus on rhythm, because it's evil and awful and makes you want to cry. Full disclosure, I did have a cry at the end of my flow ride. I was very focused, very poised, just taking all the data in. Didn't make it mean anything. Dropped the reins, hopped off, and cried. Because I found it very sad to be given so much data of how incorrect I am. Loving this journey. It's okay. So, basically that's the story. I was actually really happy. Got all the data about the trot and was feeling pretty, oh shit. So Leash, I tried to make the line easier. When I failed an arrhythmical step, I made the circle bigger. Did not make the circle small. Made the circle bigger. In the end, I was just doing 20 meter circles and couldn't even get a 20 meter circle without a rhythm mistake. And I'm like, well, clearly I can't make it easier. And I need a bit of a myth buster as well, because my head kind of goes, how can you said it's not that I'm doing anything wrong. It's just, it might be too hard. And so if there's a rhythm mistake, I need to make it easier. That's already very easy. So, and you were doing extremely hard things, like a 10 meter circle in that collective trot is infinitely, insanely harder for her than it is for me to say, go in a flat, ordinary working trot in a 20 meter circle, and we can't even get that. So I feel I'm way far away. I feel like I am on Mars and I would like to be on Earth. And it feels like that's 5,783 light years away, so I may as well quit now. So, for those of you that know my story or not, like I got to Grand Prix, pretty much feeling like this every day. So, when I say I'm going to quit, it doesn't happen. I've only quit once. That was a year ago, and it didn't stick. In my learning journey, I don't know how to enjoy the process. I just know I don't quit, even though I desperately want to pretty much all the time. So that's where I'm at. But I didn't finish what I did with Flo. So then I went, well, I'm just going to canter, because it's either going to be 10 times worse and it's going to be really bad, or it's going to be better. And I really thought it was going to be worse, that I would canter, it was going to go to even more shit, and then I would go for another hack. I was like, well, what'd you do today? A hack. What'd you do today? A hack. That's all I do. But the canter was good. When I felt the rhythm change, I could make the line bigger, and instantly the rhythm came back and I went, oh, that feels good. That feels good. Like, I could feel it when it was good. I could feel it when it was wrong, because I feel she stays in a canter rhythm easier, is all I can really say. But the trot rhythm, there's a million trot rhythms. There is literally, like, she feels like a fucking music score, and it's like, pick your rhythm. Do you want 2/4? And I know trot is all 2/4, but there's a lot of 2/4s to choose from. 2/4s with, would that work with all the semi-quavers? And then all the semi-quavers? You know, like, no! I didn't like theory and music. Like, literally, I'm a singer. And again, refused to do the fucking theory. I went, I know how to do, I for some reason was gifted with vibrato and a cool singing voice. And I went, ah, suckers, you go all learn the theory. I'm just going to go with my talent and not learn anything. But I have no talent in writing. So here I come with the theory. So that's all I have to say. Maybe I'm wrong, but the canter felt better. I did not get video footage, because the video failed again and I got shitty again. So I'm off to the shops to get like a grippy thingy to hang on. Like, I just prop it up next to a wall and clearly the wind just pushes it down. So that's where we're at. And Jive was amazing. So Jive, when I worked on rhythm, was all about, oh, he just felt soft and creamy and easy. And it just was magical. It really was a magical ride. I didn't really work on the tricks, except there was, you know, half pass, circle off, like, because I do find it really hard to keep those shoulders facing the judge, basically, instead of like facing the wall. So yes, that was really enjoyable. Yes. And then I just did some changes at the end that also felt really smooth. I'm only doing 2 or 3 2s, because I can't do more than 3 2s. Pretty much after the third, we get the rhythm changes, or I'm on one rein or the other, and I can't keep the 2 reins. So 3 changes is what it will be. So yeah, that's where we're at. I have nothing to say. I don't really know what I've been saying. So the focus for tomorrow is, so I guess my question, Alicia, is, can I just canter for a while to build her fitness? I feel like I'm breaking her. I literally feel like I took out the Lamborghini and I crunched all the gears. You know, when it's a manual and you're like, I feel like I crunched all the gears and broke it. And at least in canter, even if I picked the wrong gear, I could seamlessly then find the right one without like breaking the gearbox. So that's where I'm at. Love to you all. Hope all is going well.